My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
You ain't no fan. Oh. Dak is not the problem. They've given
Did
up 71
Did you see the playoff game in 2022? Right through the game away, right here in San Francisco. The defense played its ass off. How dare you, man? Quit fronting. Did you watch that playoff game? Dak threw it to the Niners. Quit calling me with that mess. He single-handedly cost him the game. What are you talking about? I watched it. Shut up!
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
That's embarrassing.
It's crossover time. Yeah. Dibs and Willard in the house. Yeah. Welcome. Yeah.
If I could turn red, I would. That's embarrassing. Yeah. Not what I got off the caddy to come to work. Man,
that's not embarrassing.
Now I got ambushed.
If I could not be red, I would.
That's called a tone setter. That's called a tone setter.
But we don't need it here in the Bay. The Niners won. Oh, it's euphoria.
We might. Like, we'll take that ball. We'll run till 6 o'clock. That's a tone setter right there.
That was awesome. Yeah. Yeah.
Can you guys clear something up for me?
We cleared it. He don't trust his partner, nor Lucas.
Can you guys confirm, did George Kittle's wife and Juszczyk's wife both get a ball?
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't believe so.
I straight don't know.
If you want to watch, and again, you know me, I've watched the game now twice.
He's watched the all 24.
47% 12
that's
personnel
with the two
the
wives.
Niners,
right?
Last night.
Yeah.
47%.
A lot of it. Yeah. And, you know, not a lot of 22, but we'll get into that. And I'm going to do it now before Greg Cosell comes on next Wednesday.
I gotta stop.
Your boy turtles up. But if you watch the Kittle touchdown, the second one, I believe he spikes the ball and then he's in the end zone and Juszczyk runs over and says, George,
your
George,
girl's here. Your wife.
Our wives are here. Let's go do this. And then they both run over. I don't believe that Claire got a ball. Claire got three punches in. Don't get me wrong.
And then on the next she got Debo. She got Debo also when Kyle scored.
Don't you come
there
into
were two
my
balls
area.
Given. Two balls were given. And Lucas backed me up.
Inside that suite.
That box.
Yeah, that's how I got it.
Yeah.
I'm still not convinced. I don't know.
Lucas told you.
I don't know. Yeah,
exactly.
The only thing I could confirm is that Kyle Juszczyk loves his wife more than George loves his. I thought that was kind of an upset. Like, we knew both of them love their wives. George, though, gets a lot of attention for it. And he completely forgot the plan.
Right.
He got caught up in his second touchdown of the game and forgot that they were supposed to go do the Lambo leap into their wives' laps. Kyle had to remind him. When Kyle scored, there was no hesitation.
Right.
He didn't even break stride. Straight over to Kristen.
straight into the area.
That's right. Yeah. So anyway,
I don't believe that Claire got a ball. I'll go back and watch it one more time.
But Lucas believed he popped on and was like, "Yeah, both of them got a ball," and that's how I saw it.
Lucas.
Wait, who got the ball when? On George's touchdown.
Yeah, one of the two he got.
Who got the ball?
The wife, his wife,
you're
Claire.
Which both touchdown? Got a ball on one touchdown or each got a ball?
Each got a ball.
So who got the ball when George scored?
His wife.
And then Kristen got the ball when Juice scored.
That's how I remember it, sir. Lucas backed me up with that recollection.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't
and
know.
Seven guys say it's not true.
The first time Kittle scored was on the other end.
Gotcha. It was a great pass.
So he clearly didn't run 120 yards on that time.
He could have. T.O. would have brought his girl the ball.
If you watched the replay, and he'd give her a Sharpie, too. Although that was Joe.
That was one of the greatest things ever. But go ahead.
When he scores that touchdown, he spiked the ball with authority, as I do my Chris Myers. So he did not retrieve it and run 120 yards and give it to her.
Facts.
So whether or not she got a ball like outside of his touchdown, I don't believe when he scored that she got the ball. I'll go to the tape.
I gotta feel like we gotta be able to find this highlight.
Lucas and I, boy, Stoney, you're special.
Well, our guy Rots, and he names himself Rots for rats on the table.
Right. Okay, wow.
Lucas and Guru are both wrong.
And I'm looking at it right now. Yeah. If you want to sidle over and look at my screen. Sure.
Like Greg Cosell. I'm going to pull it off right now.
So it's 23-17. Purdy throws, caught by Kittle. What does he do, Steiny, after the touchdown?
He gets up.
And Lucas said
he drops the football.
I can confirm that no wife of anyone got a ball on George Kittle's touchdown. Unless
he drops
Lucas
the ball.
Yeah, they go over there with no ball. I just watched
it. Well.
My bad. Damn, I thought Fred Warner said no more my bads.
My fault.
No more my bads, Luke.
Only this man would get to the bottom of it.
Well,
Who? Steiny.
However,
questioning when I brought it
these
up.
Two
when
lovely,
Lucas came with the mustard.
These two lovely ladies do not seem bothered by the fact that they did not get a ball.
Then what were they doing over there?
What do you mean? That's where they were sitting.
Their husbands went over there to them.
To celebrate with their ladies.
A little snuggle time.
Give them a ball.
So when Juszczyk scores on the fullback dive, and I think it was a fullback dive. Don't quote me on it come Wednesday.
Just say like he was the middle.
Wasn't a dive.
It was actually off tackle.
It was a slipknot rock 5-4-2.
Totally. It was a stick knot. It was a bang eight. When he scores, he pirouettes and he immediately takes the ball, the football.
Wasn't a pirouette.
And goes right up to his wife, who had fashioned her own outfit, and I'll ask Greg Cosell about her outfit.
I didn't know that.
You know?
You didn't know about the whole, this was like the hugest story during the playoffs last year. She made an outfit for Taylor Swift. Like, she makes all these
things.
You don't know this story?
No.
Kristen Juszczyk became a global social media icon during the playoffs last year.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
No, I know that.
She makes the clothing for, specific games, specific people.
She takes uniforms and cuts them up and fashions them into new outfits.
Wow, man.
That's cool.
It's talented. Yes. I can't believe you didn't hear this last year. I know that
Kittle's wife's into Zenny.
He's watching a documentary.
Right? She's in the Zenny stuff.
She is.
Yeah,
she is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
She should also think about MMA based on the punches she delivers pregame and mid-touchdowns.
I mean,
is it like Jim Harbaugh with Herbert?
Kind of. A little bit more violence.
Yeah, more.
Oh, yeah.
I'll take Claire over Jim.
No doubt.
Yeah.
But let's put it right on the table. Can you two just share with me when the Seahawks were down 6 with the Rock after scoring back-to-back? I swear with Willard and Dibbs, I was like,
terrifying.
This can't happen again.
Terrifying.
It's terrifying.
And I appreciate that honesty. And I so appreciate Fred Warner for being in front of a microphone as a big, iconic football player and going, yep, that sucked. Like, totally felt like it was going the wrong way.
Man,
The only way I can sort of spin it positive is maybe it's a good thing that they dance with the devil again.
And then exercise
the demon, I guess.
The bay wasn't ready for.
Yeah, a little bit of dread, and I'm looking at the notes now, and, you know, the first one, the Niners go 3-and-out.
That happened.
The Seahawks made it 23-17. The Niners go 3-and-out, and they punt. And the Seahawks clearly touched the ball.
D. Williams touched it.
With two fingers. And
winners.
You know, winners actually got in there and recovered it. But, you know, the whole thing about he was blocked into him. Okay, yeah, good call. And the referees realized that it was smart. And then we go to New York and they realize that he didn't touch it because they don't have the right angle.
He saw him.
What are we doing?
That was offensive. No pun intended.
Big time. No.
Like, how can, forget the Niners, whoever you root for, that could have been a playoff game. That could have been somebody's job. He touched the ball, but Prime has access to the, what?
Dude. Yeah, I would have been less
offended.
That
was ghetto fan.
I would have been less offended by a whack job ref coming back out on the field and being like, I didn't see it. I don't see him touching the ball. It's inconclusive to me. That would have bothered the hell out of me. That bothered me less than the idea that somehow the National Football League in a multi-billion dollar contract with the second rated television show in the world, even though it's not TV anymore, streaming service that none of us don't use for the entire holiday season, the richest man on the face of the planet. All of that, and your explanation is, we didn't have the video?
If we were in church, I'd put a dollar in your basket.
What?
Man.
That cannot be an explanation. That you can tell me anything.
Right.
You cannot tell
us that.
But that
happened.
It happened.
That's mind-blowing.
And luckily, it didn't affect the outcome of the game, but I don't want this to turn into an assailment of the referees, because the refs on the field actually adjudicated that properly.
Yet. None at all.
They got together and they realized that he was blocked into him, and then Kyle throws the hanky.
Right.
A ref in real time can't look and see two finger on a touch.
Oh, 100%.
But D. Williams' fingers touched it. We saw it.
Oh, there's no doubt. There's no doubt.
Sure.
There's no doubt.
But I work with a guy that says, you know, being proactive, had they lost that game, this play wouldn't be talked about. I said, Steiner, this would be the lead of every
100%. Burn, baby, burn.
Let me give you the context. I said, if that play goes against them and they lose, I think we're talking still mostly about, and it's a part of it, them blowing a 20-point lead.
Ah, man.
I mean, that's not unfair.
Thank you. Thanks, Mark. That's
80% of it would be that call.
Well, I mean, that's the way fan brain works. and that's also fair. Like, I mean, if you lose a game where you lead by 20, the answer is never one thing, but that would have been the most salacious number one answer on the board. For sure it would have been.
Yeah.
And that's why for
assuming they go in and score and win the game.
Exactly. Okay. And then the Niners don't come back. All of that stuff. But I'd actually forgotten this. Dibs corrected me. I was thinking that the Renardo Green interception was that drive. And it was actually another drive Seahawks had the ball twice,
six minutes left.
They did?
Yeah, twice.
Yes. They stopped.
Confirmed.
They stopped the Seahawks after the bad call, got the ball back, did not move it far enough, punted. This is when they got all the way down to the Seahawks 40-yard line, 3rd and 9. They don't convert. If they convert, they're in field goal range.
Up on some screen.
Well, Juwan Jennings ran a little bit of a, not a lazy route, but he didn't. Like, he cut off the route and Brock threw it. That's one of the.
He was thinking 4th and Juwan because he didn't go far enough. So they punt. And then, for me, the Renardo Green pick is the play of the year.
Oh, man.
It is the play. When you contextualize that, a rookie filling in for Mooney Ward on the road, everything that has happened.
And they're hot. They just scored twice.
And the momentum is on the wrong side. And we're all sitting there terrified that the Seahawks are going to go take the lead 24-23. For that kid to cut underneath DK Metcalf, catch the ball, take it into the red zone, and then punch that thing in a couple plays later, for me, that's a season changer.
Mm. Yeah, big game.
Oh,
big play.
What's the problem?
What happened?
All day I've been saying they had one possession in a one possession game.
I thought so too. My memory thought so too. But
that's why I watched the game twice, guys.
That's why Dibs charts it.
That's why I watched the game.
I would have liked to, but we had to make an appearance.
Well,
we were at
the veranda. We had a good
time. First of all, I don't want to hear about that Cry Me a River when you're talking about how many pictures you took with alcohol in your hand
None.
Yesterday. And I'm glad you did that, because you and I talked about this. You and me and Sal Castaneda, we talked about 15 years ago about the one thing, and I gave you and Sal both advice back in about 2009. I said, you know what?
This guy.
We all do appearances. We all do our thing. But keep the one clean. Thing you can never, never do, if you can avoid it, is take a picture with alcohol in your hand.
No, that's, man.
I thought you said
earlier, wish I would have now.
I thought earlier you said that you had taken a couple with a beer in your hand.
No, I said I tried to remember to put it to the side.
Yeah, and I haven't seen all the pictures, and I guess I'll check your Facebook because you got Steiny on blast.
Don't say so mad.
But I'm not mad at all. I'm a little jealous.
Hit the like button.
What I tried to tell people last night was there's a difference between a live remote and an appearance.
Right.
Last night was an appearance.
Right. Yeah, live remote is free. Y'all got paid.
Yes.
Well,
but from a picture standpoint, there is no difference
In
the eyes of the beholder.
I had something, and kids were coming. This guy, what's our guy's, Ryan with the Leo. He had two little boys, and he's a Willard. He said he takes his son, couldn't be no older than six, to school, picks him up every day, and he goes, why are we listening to those guys? And now the kid loves us, Leo, we got to meet him, and Leo really was like, I'm a Spider-Man.
Uh-huh.
Dark Knight.
So and he's in the demo in 2043, so hopefully we're all still doing it.
You already made me promise.
Dude, thank you.
You need like another two or three decades.
Just 15 more
years. Just don't let him put the... the tally on the board.
Dude.
No.
That's a kiss of death. After I saw what happens at a radio station on your 60th birthday, I think I'd like to experience
that
it.
That was I don't see
you getting there.
I need an 11-year extension. I need an 11-year extension.
Oh, my God.
And I want to try it, too. Who the hell's going to call then?
God, the world
Brock
stopped that
Purdy's going to call, right? I mean...
After four Super Bowl titles and a couple MVPs.
That's right.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch, and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. It's time for What's Bugging You. Got spiders? ATCO Pest Control is here to help. They specialize in eradicating those eight-legged intruders with precision and care. Don't let spiders take over. Go to ATCOPestControl.com and reclaim your space. Who wants to start?
I'll start because you're not going to like it.
Oh!
Nobody's going to like it.
Listen, is it political again?
Okay. Yes, it is.
Okay, I knew it.
And, you know,
I love it.
When it comes to politics, I'm fair and balanced.
Bill Maher.
And you know what the problem is, Steiny? It's San Francisco bleeding heart liberals allowing the pollution that is the Blue Angels and Fleet Week. So we all want to talk about global warming, but then we're going to open up our arms for 3 days of jet fuel in the sky. You don't get to do both. If you're going to be anti-global warming, you don't get to be welcoming to Fleet Week.
Right.
That's all.
Right.
Pick a side, Democrats.
Well,
good news for you this week. I hear the Blue Angels will be up there, but no one will be able to see them.
Looks pretty good so far.
Watch out for those towers on the Golden Gate.
Wake me when they fuel with methane. CH4. You're welcome. Go ahead. That's all.
Goo?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
I'm talking about gas.
Yeah, I'm understanding. I got that
part. CH4.
Yeah.
Gas. So I told Steiny after our fabulous night last night, I was at a local high school at Berkeley, 6:30 this morning, was invited, one of my friends, early over 50.
At Berkeley High?
Yeah, I didn't say what high school.
St. Mary's at Berkeley, go ahead.
12 of us, and everybody was over 50, full court. And I hit a home run at the company softball game, so I am proud of my athletic prowess at 50, because I'm early 50, okay? So I got taken to the cleaners by a guy that was 58 years old.
Oh, geez.
He Adrian Dantley me. He did it all.
Big booty?
No big booty. He's like Willard. And I said to him, he said, young man, he called me young man.
Wow.
You're strong? And he asked, I said, I'm 237. He said, you need to be 219. And I said to now I've been going to the gym, but you got to have some meat on the bones. Anyway, I'm looking at him, Slim Goody, like he was strong. I felt it, and he's balling, told me I needed to be at 219, and I said, you know what, driving in, forget soda, what can you do for me for abundant life, because I'm trying to lose, I mean this, y'all, 18 to 20. I want to get to 219.
Yeah. I can pass the baton and we can get you on board because most people experience a weight loss of 20 to 30 pounds in the first month 30. Or two.
Yeah.
And he's not even reading right now, folks.
No, yeah, give
he
me.
He did that for memory. Well,
no, did Baby yeah. Shaq yeah. or Snoop.
Dude, I dropped 25 in about 8 weeks and I've been able to keep it off.
So what do you got to eat? Or what don't you eat?
It's. I'll tell you offline. Right, I don't want to give it away for free. Right,
abundant life. I thought. I swear. I said soda is gonna.
Mark actually has a great diet for people.
He got metabolism.
Forget him.
I just dropped between 15 to 20 myself. No joke. From the beginning of summer till now, I'm down about 15, 20 pounds.
Wow.
Yep.
Man, well, you've always been.
I use the Elm diet. Toothpick.
Yeah. So
Elm diet. ELMM.
ELMM. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Eat less. Move more.
Well, I'm hooping and going to the gym.
Listen.
All right, but I hear you.
There you go.
Abundant Life.
I'll get you on board. Elm.com.
Yeah.
Don't go there. Nothing happens.
58.
You'll end up at GoDaddy's. I guess what's bugging me is old guys that can't pack it in. It's time, Goo. It's absolutely time.
I just hit a home run at the company softball game. It's not time. I'm lifting weights.
Pack it in already. Listen, I'm not telling you not to exercise. Okay. I'm not telling you not to play basketball. I'm not telling you to not hit a home run at the company softball game. What I'm telling you is not to...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Talk about it. It's unflattering. Nobody wants to hear it. And it's quite frankly self-important. And we don't do that here.
Well, you talk about your golf game all the time.
No, I don't.
Please.
No, I don't.
Anyway.
Pack it in.
It's my life and I'm going to do it.
Pack it in.
Nope.
That's what's
going on. Because I got to be honest, Willard and Dibs, nobody cares, Steiny. If I didn't play,
you had one
I
already.
Couldn't watch. I'm still that kid at heart when I see the Warriors about to start. Let's go run, son. Yeah, I might not be the best anymore, Willard, but I'm running
anymore.
Up and down.
I like hearing about your athletic exploits.
Me too.
I
enjoy
the Ebony Scrooge.
I make fun of you behind your back. No, I enjoy the fact that you and I, once upon a time, were on the floor at Chase Center. And I thought that we were just hanging out, and you decided to do a turnaround fall away, and you've carried it for 2 years.
Listen.
I love that.
The boss and I have something going. If he sends me something or something in my life is going my way, I send him that video clip because he's like, when are you going to delete it?
I don't want to take that from you.
That's when I'm feeling good.
I don't want to take that from you.
You had D on me too, Will.
Every time, I'll still be on social media today and people will search different things and names come up and then poof, on 95.7 the game.
Turnaround
and then there it is.
Oh, yeah.
There's Guru.
Dude, he stuck it in your eye. Well, here's another thing. I played one-on-one against Lo Neal, and over 30 minutes, I got beat 11-5.
You were balling.
Yes, but I got, so whatever, one shot, cry me a
one
river,
shot.
Second reference. Like I went out there for 30 minutes and got browbeaten by a fullback.
It is a good point. You're celebrating that hoop, and it's like the old NFL overtime rules. I didn't even get my chance
that's a good
to
point.
Tie the game back up.
And there was somebody said, ooh, okay, good. I'm like, yeah.
That was it. And we just went to the restroom. Yeah.
And I can't wait for the announcement of the second annual knockout tournament.
Oh, wow.
Mark Grandy.
Grandy's got to put
Steiny going to be in it.
Grandy, maybe what's bugging me part two is the fact that you haven't taken the trophy home.
Dude.
You're only
this purposeful,
of your
so
life.
You guys all have to see it every day.
Well,
right next to the Clorox wipes. Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Because
he cleaned your clock.
Steiny, you in
you
it this
take
year,
that
bud.
Trophy home today
okay.
Because come
his
Monday, that trophy won't be there. That I can guarantee.
Yeah.
Willard?
Try it. You won't.
Well,
mine's
going to be super, just a stock answer.
That's fine.
I'm just
I remember yours from a month ago.
I'm so bugged by what happened on Amazon last night. I know we already touched on this for a second, but like,
wow.
I really, this would be akin to like getting on an airplane and then telling you, as it turns out, we're going to drive there in the airplane.
Oh, man.
Like, we're not going to fly to Boston. We're just going to drive in the plane. This level of technology, that has to be impossible. How can you have this amount of money driving a product? You're able to send teams to London every week. You have the number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 number television shows.
48 of 50 last year.
Like, how can that happen?
It makes you feel like somebody had something on Seattle. Why?
If something like that were to break down, why could someone just not walk over to the refs with an iPad? Look.
In New York, yeah.
And how did he get out for Michaels and Herb Street to say they didn't have access? How did that get out?
And I give Kyle and every other Niners official credit
it couldn't have kept
for
playing.
Not undressing people. Like that, in that moment, like that could have been
game. Man.
That could have been the game. It was a 6-point game, and you're talking about a red zone possession.
New York didn't have access.
What?
I couldn't believe it, man.
That is just wild. That's the wildest thing I've seen in the NFL this year.
See, I discredit Kyle for not losing it over that. Because word comes down that this actually happened, you got to bring the ref over and you got
to
let them know.
Yeah, but see,
you got to pull out your phone and be like, look, dog.
I know, but they don't
have. I got Amazon.
I don't even know if they've got do they have standing to do that?
No, but they need to hear about it. They need to hear in real time as opposed to, well, we feel like New York should know and stuff. And now they didn't know it. And we feel a little disappointed.
They acknowledge the mistake.
Who has?
Oh, boy. The NFL. According to Jim Mole.
What are they going to do about it?
They acknowledged.
But what are you going to do about it? Are you going
to put it in? So it doesn't happen again in the future.
Right.
Yeah, no, they acknowledged.
Okay.
They acknowledged.
Accountability.
And you know where they did it?
Yeah.
Not quite here.
Hold on. Before I go.
I'm out.
I got to give him the Scott
your
Osler
bag's
nugget.
Not even on your shoulder.
Scott
yet.
Osler, I grew up reading the Chronicle.
This guy
used to have a segment or a piece in this paper called Things
Deep
I Jotted
thoughts,
Down
cheap shots,
over my
and
8.5 by 11. Had that too. And Evan called him because he said, I don't remember that, Goo, you're wrong. And he said, I had that. I don't know if you remember that. Things I jotted down on my 8.5 by 11.
That's this too long for a headline.
Oh, Willer remembers it.
And Scott got called out on Thursday Night Football last night by Al Michaels.
I brought it up.
Yeah. Scott's having a really good run.
Right.
He's having a great 24 hours.
Foster City
I gotta
meets
go.
The Union City.
I'm still right.
$3.95
the game.
Stop.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.